So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR Radio Network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey everyone, this is Tommy Freedom, and you are listening to Freedom Rings. Now, this is the final episode for the year 2016. Gauging by the intro there from Kenny G, which was extremely horrible, and I just had to plug my ears the whole time it was playing. Auld Lang Syne, obviously this is the final episode. We are coming up on New Year's Eve, and this is the New Year's Eve special. And, well, oh. Producer George is waving his paws at me. It's what? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, little dude, I am so sorry. Hey, folks, you know, on here, you know, Producer George, unfortunately, about 6 months ago, learned to play the recorder, which can be interpreted however you want to, if he's actually playing or not. And he would like me to use the special intro music that this is a special. We are no longer doing the Off the Beaten Path series. Well, we are, but this is a special that's interjected here. So, George, go ahead and run your special introductory music. Folks, please plug your ears. Don't say I did not warn you. So anyway, 2016 has been a tumultuous year, folks. Both good things and bad things. Of course, the best thing that happened this year was the election of Donald J. Trump to become the next president of the United States. And thank God that he won instead of Hillary Rotten Clinton. This country would have been destroyed, folks. I don't know how many of you actually realize just what would have happened if she had won the presidency. There would have been an uprising. People would not have stood for having even more liberty stripped from us because she would have gone anti-gun the whole way. And on that note, folks, before I get into everything about Donald J. Trump here and everything that's going down and what he's going to do for this nation in the coming year, Barack Insane Obama pushed through a bill. It actually wasn't a bill because it wasn't voted on. It was another one of his illegal executive orders that ties the Social Security Administration into the Brady background check and the National Instant Check System. So now, just as many veterans have lost their right to keep and own a gun forever with no way to appeal, The same thing is now going to happen to people in the Social Security Administration. Well, that means those who are on Social Security and collecting benefits, because the SSA agreed with this insane scheme of Obama's to turn over their list of names and recipients who may be recovering from something, who are getting benefits for certain things, or who are having their benefits deferred to someone else because of a particular problem. And folks, this is scary, because this is backdoor gun confiscation. This is exactly the kind of thing that the liberals are trying to do to circumvent the law and get our names on registries, get our names on red lists. It goes on and on and on, folks, and it's not going to stop. As long as there are liberals in this country, they are going to keep this up. Now, they were dealt one hell of a blow this year, folks, with the election of Donald Trump retaining both the House and the Senate, and the thousands of seats that they lost across this country. They were sent a stinging message, and that message was, don't tread on me. The Americans are sick and tired of having their rights trampled on by these left-wing liberals who insist that they know what's better for us in their dystopian way of taking from the few and giving to everyone else. Now, let me get back on to a topic here with Trump, why he was elected. See, the liberals are screaming left and right, he's a businessman, and he's electing all these businessmen to top appointed cabinet positions. Well, folks, there's a reason for that. You have the liberals out there screaming and yelling and wringing their hands, saying, you can't run a country like a business. Well, folks, let me explain something to you. You have to run a country like a business. A country is, in fact, a business. Let me break this down for you. First and foremost, a business is in business to do what? Make money for the corporation, for the stockholders, for everyone who puts into that business. They expect a return for their money. So, a company is in business to make money. A country is therefore in business to make money. Having a person who is used to dealing with hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, is exactly who we need in the presidency. And appointing ambassadors and other people, Secretary of the United Nations, who are also used to dealing with big businesses and the way that people think, are perfect and ideal and logical choices for this. Again, they're in business to make money. So is a country. A business has something called security. A nation has something called security, although it's based a little bit differently. A nation uses a military to protect its company and its employees and its products from being invaded or stolen from. Same thing with a corporation. A business has a security system designed to keep unwanted people out. A nation has borders that are designed to keep unwanted people out. A business does not leave its doors unlocked at night so that anyone can just wander in off the street, take what they want, and leave. But that is exactly what open borders do for a country. So someone who is used to dealing with a business, dealing with security, dealing with loss of profits, with loss of materials and merchandise, who is used to having a good security system set up, is exactly what this country needs. The liberals are never going to understand this. But somebody like Trump understands this exactly. We need to boost our store security. We got to build that wall. We got to keep people out so that they don't just walk into our store, steal our stuff in the form of welfare and working undocumented, tax-free money, and then walking back out the unlocked door, again, our border, and going back to where it is they came from. This man is going to do wonders for this country, folks. I don't think most people, even the people that voted for him, I don't think they even get it. If Donald Trump holds to his word and runs this country the way he promised, and he's still out there on the campaign trail, folks, this man won. But he's still out there. Now he's running thank you tours, telling everyone what he's going to do, and he still intends to do it. No president has ever done this before, folks. Not to my knowledge, they have not. I think he has every intention of keeping his campaign promises as best he can. And I know some of you are going to bitch. His son-in-law is a Jew. His daughter's married to a Jew. And he's putting them in high cabinet places. But folks, the man knows what he's doing. He's not an idiot. And sometimes you do have to kind of work hand in hand with the enemy to get things done. This man is fully aware of that. He knows this far better than you or me or anyone else is going to tune into this show. Man knows what he's doing. Leave him alone. Give him a chance. That was, of course, the best thing that happened during the year 2016. Followed, I think, number two, by the death of Janet Butch Reno. Remember her, folks? The one that ordered the attack on Waco that resulted in the deaths of 17 little children that burned to death along with dozens of adults because they set that compound on fire deliberately, that came in with machine guns blazing and murdered U.S. citizens. The one that ordered the attack on Ruby Ridge that resulted in the death of Sam Weaver, Vicky Weaver, that got Randy Weaver shot in the back and Kevin Harris wounded in the head and shoulder. Remember Butch Reno? The one that ordered the kidnapping of Alien Gonzalez to be forcefully removed from the arms of his family and sent back to Cuba. Remember her? Well, folks, there's an old saying, what goes around comes around. Some people call it karma. She has been living for the past almost 20 years with Parkinson's. And she finally died this year. Good riddance to you, Butch Reno. I guess the third best thing was the stunning and humiliating defeat that Hillary Rotten Clinton suffered, effectively ending the Clinton era. There's no way Bill can ever come back. She's never going to come back from this. She's too old and decrepit, and she'll probably be dead by the time the opportunity comes around again, which will be another good riddance. But folks, she sure showed her hand. She threw a tantrum like a schoolgirl that was dumped on prom night. When she lost it, folks. And this was reported. It wasn't put on CNN where it was supposed to, but the information still leaked out anyway. She went berserk. See, she was supposed to symbolically smash this glass ceiling that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. That was wasted. She threw a fit, and she smashed the screen on a giant television that was a gift from, I think, the King of Saudi Arabia. This thing was like 150 inches or something, a huge television screen. And she smashed it with a bottle of champagne. A bottle of champagne, folks, that cost $950,000. That's only $50,000 short of $1 million for a bottle of alcohol. And all of this stuff was paid for by the Clinton Family Foundation, or as Rush Limbaugh calls it, the Clinton Crime Family Foundation. All pretty much stolen money. Money that was gifted for favors and that was removed from what was supposed to be charity and used for personal gain. That's something else that Mr. Trump should look into and jail her ass for. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both belong behind bars. And perhaps one of the best things that will come out of this election and this year, we'll have to see, is that perhaps in 2017 or 2018, we may just end up seeing those criminals where they belong, behind bars, and then seeing the illegal alien deported back to his native Kenya. That would be awesome. That would make my year. Well, folks, George is reminding me that it's time to take a break, so just checking on my watch. Yeah, I see. That's a good suggestion, George.
years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Georgetown law professor Louis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com. And remember to always be prepared.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Sorry, folks. I was running a little bit behind. Let me get my headphones back on here. And George, was that ABBA? Dude, I've told you, we don't play ABBA on this show. Well, thank you for improvising. I appreciate that. But no, that's horrible. And of all their songs, that's got to be one. I don't know if that's one of the most horrible or not. They only had two that I can actually stomach, and that's certainly not one of them. But while we're on the topic of crappy New Year songs and dealing with pop, just the other day, George Michael finally died. Good riddance. That's a scumbag homosexual that's gone. And, of course, earlier on this year, that mulatto, who knows what, that Puerto Rican Tiger Woods looking thing called Prince. He went up to the great beyond. So we've been fortunate this year. We've gotten rid of some of the chaff there. So the gene pool has gotten a little bit of chlorine this year. That's always good. So let's see, what else went on this year that's really noteworthy? I mean, we've been talking about the really good things like Donald Trump getting elected to be president and Butch Reno dying and George Michael dying and Prince dying. But I guess some of the not-so-good things would be the amount of violence that erupted over the course of the year, folks. And some of it was very, very close to me. At one point, one of the riots was within 2 miles from my house. And that was a little disconcerting. And most of these have been from, and I gotta say, I mean, the numbers don't lie. They're blacks that are rioting because they don't like something or they don't agree with something or they don't know all the answers. And they immediately demand everything go their way and start rioting and protesting, blocking off interstates, intersections, looting, robbing, pillaging, shooting. I mean, folks, when is this going to end? Well, I'm hoping in this coming year. I'm hoping it's going to end because I'm really hoping that Donald Trump is going to start putting an end to some of this and start prosecuting some of these hoodlums. That's all they are. They're hoodlums. They're thugs that are pulling this because they can get away with it. And there's something else that I hope he does. Most of these riots are caused by professional troublemakers. We've discussed this on the show before, folks. They need to be ferreted out. They need to be charged with domestic terrorism and inciting violence and thrown in prison. Also this year, and just recently, in fact, we also lost Zsa Zsa Gabor. She was like, what, 99 years old, something like that? Incredibly old. But she was a feisty little feline, folks, let me tell you. She got pulled over one time, I think it was for something simple like speeding, and punched the cop right in the face. She ended up getting like 70, 72 hours of jail time, and then that was it was written off. But that's... that wouldn't happen nowadays. I don't think even Zsa Zsa Gabor could have gotten away with that in today's society. But also on that note, speaking of punching cops, we saw a huge rise in the ambushes and attacks on police officers across this nation. Completely unacceptable. And most of them were by punks. Most of these guys were ambushed. And, oh, yeah, the Impulse nightclub in Florida. One of the biggest mass shootings in this country's history. Now, obviously, it was a gay club. He took out a bunch of queers, which was a good thing. But once again, it's showing that the Muslims are committing these huge acts of terror on our soil, and Barack Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotoro, would not do anything about it, would not call them what they are, terrorists. And I'm looking at George. He's fidgeting over here because he's got his paws all over these buttons ready to go. This is the one time of year when I turn George loose at the very end. He gets to pick the closing outro, which is going to be the same one this year. Yeah, George likes the girl's school for some reason. So he's going to be playing girl's school, Auld Lang Syne, and he's going to be having his buttons on all the sound effects, so it'll probably sound a whole lot like last year. But he's looking forward to that. How much time we got here? We got... Ooh, it's getting close. Still have a couple of minutes here before George takes over. So we're talking about the nightclub shooting in... What was it, Miami? And then also, we had to contend with that little punk-ass Dylann Roof going into a black church and shooting up a bunch of unarmed people. And folks, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on this, that was an act of terrorism. You don't go into places where people are unarmed and just open up on them like that. That is what the enemy does. We don't act that way. We are civilized. Now, there is a time and place for armed violence. A church is not that place. When Negroes start rioting in your neighborhood, setting your cars and your houses and your businesses on fire, then yes. That is the time to open up on them and send them a message and let them know that we are not going to put up with their TNB anymore. And I really think, folks, you're going to see that change in the next 4 years. Now you're going to start seeing violence back towards them, although you may. But I think they're going to be taught a lesson somewhere where they're going to knock this garbage off. Well, George is just jumping all around in his chair over there. He's got his paws on the buttons, getting ready to go. So I guess that's my cue to wind it up for the year here, folks. It's been great being on here on the air with you for this past year. Had a lot of fun doing the Off the Beaten Path series. We're still continuing with that when I come back next year. So until then, folks, I hope you have a very safe and happy new year. If you're going to be discharging fireworks or firearms, please do so in a very safe manner. And until next week, my friends, if you want to get in touch with me, always, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now. George, I'm leaving this to you, my little buddy. It's all in your paws. Go for it. What do you mean you can't find the track? George, look, here, I've got it.
Acquaintances.